7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. And by the way, if you're new as a listener, one of the things I would encourage you to do is go to our Facebook page, like it, but also pick See First in the options, because we publish an awful lot of stuff on our Facebook page. In fact, I've just in the last day, I've been kind of going a little crazy publishing stuff about COVID-19 that I don't see anybody else publishing. And so, you know, it's a great resource for you. Anyway, just go there, like it, pick See First, and then you'll make sure that you won't miss out on stuff. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at about this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we had a shooting overnight at Pensacola Village at Fairfield, the northeast corner of Fairfield and Davis Highway behind the Shell station. What do we know now?
Well, actually, I think the shooting happened between that Shell station and the office building for Pensacola Village Apartments. A male was struck in the buttocks by a gunshot wound. Officers did find some shell casing, so we're looking for that individual that's responsible for it. Fortunately, this person's going to be okay. The injuries are not life-threatening, so that investigation is still ongoing.
Is the victim being cooperative? Because I know one of the challenges you run into is witnesses and even victims often not being cooperative.
We're getting information from him that we need.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, because that's always baffling to me is, you know, I understand that witnesses sometimes are reluctant. I don't endorse that. I think they should help as much as they possibly can. But it's always amazing to me that the victims are sometimes like, they don't want to talk to you. And I'm thinking, wait, it's not good. So, all right.
It makes our job sometimes.
No, that is definitely not helpful. We also, unfortunately, had a very sad story this week. We had a young woman, I think, was a pedestrian that was hit in Pensacola. Is that right?
Yeah, she was actually on a skateboard off on a side street off of Gregory and came into the path of a vehicle and was struck. And she's in serious condition, the last that I was told. And no charges on the driver of the vehicle. So we're hoping, wishing the best for her and hoping for a full recovery.
So this was, really purely just an accident. The driver didn't leave the scene, did what they were supposed to do. And unfortunately, she's in serious condition. But it's a reminder of how when you're, if you're near a road, cars are dangerous and you have to make sure that you take precautions to be safe, right?
Yeah, you got to pay attention. Especially Gregory Street is wide as it is, and a one way through there. Sometimes the cars are going faster than they should be, and this particular vehicle was not. But it's just a place that's very dangerous to try to cross the street, and it's certainly dangerous, and you're not supposed to be skateboarding on it. That makes things even worse.
Do we know, and if you can't say, I understand, but do we know whether she was she skateboarding along Gregory, or was she, like you kind of mentioned, trying to cross Gregory?
Yeah, there was a cross street that she was coming off of.
Okay.
And came out onto Gregory Street.
Okay. All right. Well, pedestrian safety, bicycle safety, skateboard safety. It's just, it's challenging, especially when it's a long way between crosswalks or it's a long way between lights. And, we talk a lot about drivers, and we also have to talk about the people who are walking or biking or anything else. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the question of the texting and driving. I don't remember what gave me this idea this morning, but something had been on the news, and I ought to ask Mike about that. It's now something for which you can be pulled over. It's a primary offense. Is PPD issuing citations? How frequently? What's the kind of the texting and driving enforcement look like these days?
Yeah, that's right. We can stop them now just by looking over and seeing that, whereas before we had to have another reason to stop them, but now it's a primary offense, and those stops have happened. I'm not aware if any citations have been issued. Chief Leiter wants to make sure that the public understands the new law, and there's been plenty of time to do that, but warnings a lot of times and being asked not to do it suffices, and we keep tabs on that. If you're warned about a traffic stop, that goes into our computer system, and if you're stopped again for the same thing, now the second officer knows they've been warned before, and obviously that's not working, so maybe a citation is warranted at that point.
Right. Well, that's good to know. The other that kind of reminds me of something else I had meant to ask you about. Obviously, it is in the end, it winds up being your task now with the mask ordinance in the city of Pensacola to enforce this. I know early on there were some questions about even, you know, how to make that happen just from the logistics of writing the citation. Have there been any mask ordinance violation citations written, and how is the just the sort of the infrastructure, if you will, of doing that enforcement working?
So far, so good. People are doing like they've been asked for the most part. Officers are now out there specifically looking in the retail district downtown and around the mall and places like that, looking for people who are not complying with this ordinance. And they're not writing them tickets right off the bat. They're asking them to comply, and they usually do, or they will choose to leave in lieu of a citation. So we haven't had to do that yet, and hopefully we won't.
Okay, so far everybody has been willing to comply once talked to, and I know that's always your goal is to get the behavior, not to write the citation, and so I appreciate that. But as far as you know, nobody has been cited yet officially?
That's correct.
All right, very good. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Mike, and I know you so well. I know we're going to wander into territory here that you're going to appreciate. Berkeley, California, in case you haven't read the report, Berkeley has decided that they are going to, the city council has decided that they are going to take away the responsibility among their police officers for conducting traffic stops. Details are a little hazy at this moment, but basically they're going to have unarmed civilians doing all the traffic enforcement, if at all. And this is, of course, in an effort to, in their mind, remedy the problem of racial profiling. And police officers will not be doing traffic stops anymore. As a policy proposal, what would that do? Is that even feasible? And, you know, what would be your concerns about that proposal?
Liability is number one. These people, you've got to be trained to do that. It has to be lawful, and if the law has been changed, that's one thing. But liability and training would be the problem. You know, we hear people calling for more training for police officers all over the country, and now you're taking a step backwards, putting folks in there that haven't been doing it. So I think it's a dangerous situation. I think defunding the police and doing away with them responding to nonviolent calls and sending in social workers, I think that's going on somewhere in Florida. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, people come up with all kinds of these ideas when things happen, and then it ultimately reverts back to good old reliable, which is the police, to go and do those jobs. So I think that I don't believe it'll work. I believe it'll go back to the way things were with the officers doing their jobs and doing them safely.
I was trying to understand even what they're going to try to do here. I mean, responding to a DUI is not going to be a cop. Somebody tries to flee. I mean, you know, because we've talked about this so many times, that, you know, the traffic stop is one of the most unpredictable things in the world, because you never know what's going to happen once you come up to that car, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, we're just going to have to sit back and watch. I hope nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. I hope nobody gets hurt over some kind of policy like this that someone thought up that it just simply isn't going to work.
Oh, and I did get a real quick text in here I wanted to ask. The fencing that is around the now Florida Square monument that is scheduled to be removed, will the fencing itself, as far as you know, will it stay up through the removal? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's up to the city, but I believe that's right. They need to close that off. They need to go in there and evaluate and figure out how they're going to move that.
Okay.
And so I do expect it to stay up, but ultimately that's a decision that the city of Pensacola makes.
Sure. I figured, and I'll ask the mayor about that, but it's like I said, somebody texted and I thought you might know, so I appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the city of Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I so much appreciate your time every week, and obviously we appreciate what you do to keep us safe.
Thank you, Andrew, and we appreciate that.